loving God who has turned our mourning into dancing. God, we walk with you, we dance with you in this place. Fill our hearts and our spirits with your presence, in Christ's name. So in the lesson that we heard today, Jesus goes to his hometown. Has anyone here left home and then gone back and felt like they didn't know you, they didn't appreciate you? No one?
Yes. Amen.
A year ago this week, I arrived here in Tampa after 8 years away, becoming a different person altogether, having big adventures, being in, I know people are laughing, no, I became that different person before moving away. For those of you who don't know, I transitioned from female to male, but that was, pretty much I did that and then took off, and went to Europe, and then came back and spent 5 years in seminary, and became a different person, and then did not take Jesus' advice here about not bringing anything with you. I loaded up a big truck, and my partner and I and our three cats made a bizarre journey across the country where I smashed the truck, smashed my phone, and broke my hand, and showed up here 10 days later, 10 days, to drive from San Francisco to here. Kind of bedraggled, but here. And very nervous to be back in my hometown. So I'm sure that others can relate to this adventure of coming home, coming back to this place where I had been a child, basically. Phyllis baptized me as a 22-year-old right here, and I came back. Which luckily has not been an experience of rejection, but it is hard. It's always hard to go back home. It's hard to announce that you are someone new. And you don't have to have transitioned from one sex to another to go through that process of announcement. People who have lost a great amount of weight share the experience of still being somehow feeling like the large person, even though they're in the smaller body. And those of us who have gone through any kind of major transition, people getting sober, coming home, and being a different person, and not wanting to hear the stories of when you were partying. So anyone, I think, can relate to this experience of not being appreciated on your home turf. But this scripture that we heard is actually two stories in one. There's Jesus' experience of the disappointment of coming home. And then there's the story of sending out the disciples, saying how to spread his message, what his message is. I think nothing shows his humanness as much as this. There are a lot of very human moments in the Bible, but I really love this image of Jesus. You know, he'd kind of become like this rock star. Everywhere he went, people thought he was amazing. He comes home, everyone's like, oh, Jesus. What's he doing? And his response to the rejection is to just kind of move on, to still believe in what he has and still believe in what he's giving, which is this amazingly subversive message of promise, of hope, of healing. And he says to the disciples to take this message. He doesn't let it take anything away from him. And then he says something that I, as I mentioned with the giant truck and the three cats and all of that, I think is a little difficult. To take nothing on this journey. Now, I was just sitting here kind of doing an inventory on what I've taken on this journey from my office to here. I've got my iPhone, and I honestly don't know how anybody does ministry without a smartphone. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning just kind of ruminating over the sermon, and I was like, oh, let me Google this one, you know, and you know, I've got my Bible in here. I've got my wallet fashionably made out of duct tape. And as Jesus requires, I have very little money in here or elsewhere. I have multiple bracelets on that bring me luck. I don't travel lightly for my journey. I don't just have my sandals, my staff. I luckily am able to walk without a walking stick, although I do know that able-bodiedness is temporary, so I'm sure one day that will be part of my many things that I have to carry along with me on my journey. But that's not the hardest piece, the not bringing much with you, and pretty much we all reject that or think, oh, well, that's a nice little metaphor. The hardest thing is the dust on our feet. It's when we open our hearts, we give of ourselves, we say, I have this beautiful message inside me, message of healing, of wholeness, and nobody wants to hear it. Has anybody had that experience? Am I the only one who's ever had that? It's hard. It's hard to carry something beautiful. And I don't just mean, you know, talking about scripture. I mean the beauty of who you are, which is often not seen. You know, we often have used the metaphor of driving in traffic and how it's very hard to see the beauty of everyone, you know, when you're going down 275 and someone cuts you off. I certainly don't immediately think, oh, bless them. I send them blessings on their journey. And that's an easy example. I mean, everybody gets frustrated in traffic, but when we share of ourselves and that message is not honored, when you're a little kid and you made a drawing or you made a macaroni necklace and you took it to your mom or your dad and, you know, it was hideous, and they said, oh, it's beautiful. I mean, a favorite picture of my mom that I have is she's wearing this hideous puffy paint t-shirt that says, like, I love my mom, and has stars, and she met Ram Dass and was wearing this t-shirt, and she has a framed picture of her and Ram Dass, who's a spiritual leader who she adores. And, oh, for in my teen years, she would show people this picture, and I would be so embarrassed. Why are you wearing that shirt? And now I just see the beauty in it. But we so often don't have that reaction from people. We don't experience the welcome. So many people in this room have had the experience of taking their beloved home. Talk about a rejection and a homecoming. Or not being able to. Or not being able to publicly recognize the person that we love. So my question to you is, what do we do with that? When I think of this idea of brushing the dust off of our feet, it's similar to the concept of not bringing anything with you, because it's about not bringing the pain with you. So when we set out on our journeys in life, and it's not just about the stuff, the books and the treasures and all of the things that we own that fill our homes, we also bring the baggage of our first heartbreak. We bring the pain of high school. We bring the pain of getting fired from our jobs, of times that we failed. You know, I arrived here not knowing how I was going to do this job. And it was very hard for me to start things and not be 100% successful right away. And to have to let go of the attack, the internal attack on myself when I planned a class and no one came. And I decided I was a failure. And luckily, with the support of this community, we've gotten this education program going and this health and fitness program going. And I feel so blessed. And I still have some dust on my feet from the time that I spent struggling and not being perfect and not knowing what to do. When the text says to brush that dust off, what Christ is saying is to let it go, to not harbor anger. If you're comfortable doing so, would you raise your hand if you have had the experience of being turned away from a church? It's a good number of us. That's hard to carry, and it's even harder to put down. So, what does it mean to let it go? You know, I've thought about this idea of forgiveness and a lot. I mean, it's something that I've really struggled with because I think that it's probably one of the most difficult things that Jesus talks about. And I was reading a blog from an evangelical Christian who he identifies himself as an evangelical with a little e, as opposed to the title, evangelical. His name's Kurt Willems, and he has been hurt by the evangelical movement because he doesn't quite fit in there. And so he calls himself an evangelical still because he wants to spread good news. So he says on his blog, "I have had to shake the dust off my feet on multiple occasions. May we open our arms to those who reject us in order to seek reconciliation to them as it depends on us. Sometimes as much as it depends on us. The willingness to open our arms means that we will be rejected and abused again. So there comes a point where enduring abuse must find its end. Just as Jesus kicked off the dust, we must do the same. And now here's the important part. Yet reconciliation should always be the aim." So this is a text that is often used to say, well, if people won't listen to you, it's not your responsibility, especially in a theology where people believe that you have to profess a specific belief in Jesus, not just belief in Jesus, but with specific language in order to not go to hell. Now, of course, that's not the message that I'm giving. But this text is used to say, well, those people, and I always get a little nervous when I hear those words, those people, they're not our responsibility anymore. So we can forget them and they get punished and we get to feel a little bit glad because we did it right and they didn't. But I don't think that this is an I told you so text. I don't think that the walking away from the messy situation and getting the sand off our feet is about laughing and leaving someone else behind. I think that it's a call to protect our spirits. Now, I'm not talking about salvation, I'm talking about what we carry with us. Sometimes we can never go back. I know that I'm very lucky to be here and to have gone through my transition here and had this church support me, and there's quite a few of you who are here that went through that journey with me, and that I can be home. I left another church behind and also carried it with me in a very angry way for a long time. A church that was so close to my heart and accepted gays and lesbians, but the trans thing was just too much for them at that time. But it brought me here. And I honestly, at this point, have no anger toward them. And I've had some opportunities for reconciliation, and yet I don't worship there. I worship here. This is my home. Does anybody else carry with them in an upset, painful way the churches or the families that rejected you? Because let me tell you, that baggage is heavy. It's more than just dust on your feet. And I'm not saying, just let it go. I'm talking about a different kind of reconciliation. A reconciliation that comes from within you. Sometimes for our own protection, we can't have amends. And we shouldn't. Sometimes, though, we decide to make company of the people who have hurt us. We say we hate them, but we take them with us everywhere we go. We get so angry and we tell the story again and again and again and again. So much that the people who we spend the most time with are not physically with us, but they're the people who harmed us and hurt us. So my invitation to you is to be wise about who you spend your time with, about who your spiritual, emotional, mental time is spent with. Maybe this afternoon, maybe sometime next week, when those voices, the frustration, the anger, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, the things that you carry, maybe you can carefully, lovingly, just brush that off. You don't forget. You don't invite them back in to harm you again. That's the important piece. You will say forgive and forget. You can forgive and still honor yourself by protecting yourself. I encourage you to reach out in love. Maybe not physically, maybe not giving the person a call, but to this person or these people or this community, whatever it is that you carry along with you that gives you that feeling in your stomach, next time you feel it, bless it. Remember that as you let it go, and you don't have to let it go forever. It's hard to break up. And I don't just mean relationships. It's hard to break up with that baggage. But there is a world of possibility when we just say, okay, they don't get it, I don't get them, and you lovingly just move on to the next place, the next group, the next person who you can share the great, beautiful news of your spirit. We can be Christ's love for one another. You pray with me, please. God, you journey with us. We know that with anything we take along for the journey, the easiest thing to forget that we have is you, and we need you to come with us. That's all we need. God, I ask for travel mercies on each of us as we move on to that next step, that next town, that next big adventure, that we can bless that which we leave behind. In Christ's name, amen.
Clothed in majesty. the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. You wrap yourself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at your voice, and trembles at your voice.